Okay, we are up to morning. We're up to Tafresh Lamed Beis, Sif Beis. Aver Bein Begdola Bein Begtana Shavim. So Sif Aleph was discussing Schach Pasul that you need Dal Tfachi like a Makom Chashuv or Dal Ramos. No, what if you have a hefsek going across the sukkah of Aver Bein Begdola Bein Begtana Shavim? The Bein Behemsa Bein Min Atzad. You need to be less than Gimel Tfachim so you can say Lavud. If it's less than three, then it's it'd be mashing the sukkah. Ve'ein yishenim tachtav. However, if it's Gimel, we're not allowed to sleep underneath, unlike by Schach Pasul. It's okay, but by Avir, if it's by Hefsek of Avir, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. You're not allowed to sleep underneath it if it's going across the whole sukkah. Or it's large enough that it's gonna, if you lie underneath it, it's gonna cover Rosh Verubo. Then it's also to sleep underneath it. But if it's just a small strip of a gap, then you are allowed to sleep underneath it. The ha or who didn't eat. The ha ain't sukkah she ain't the kavim. There's no such thing as a sukkah which doesn't have any holes in it at all. It's not, you know, because that's the whole point of the sukkah. You have schach. You're gonna have spot, you know, you can't say, oh, there's a whole mashu over here. Nothing you can do. That which we say that schach pasul is arba tfachi and avir shloisha. Hainu dafka shehifsika sukkah lishtayim. Again, like we said before, that it cuts the sukkah in half. Velo nishar shir hechshir sukkah ima tfalas v'makom echad. Right. So let's say you have a sukkah. Let's say it's ten tefachim wide, and you have a gap running down the whole middle. So on each side you don't have shiva tefachim. So then that's where there's a problem. However, if the strip is running down, say ten tefachim is a tefach away from the side, and you still have zayin tefachim on one side, so then that would be okay. But im nishar shir sukkah, makom echad amakom hu kosher. That place is kosher. V'af shemi b'chutz imuchuber lo min etzadim. And even if you have a strip, let's say it's attached a little bit on the sides, then that's all. And there's a gap in the middle. Then that's also okay because it's like the din of psal yotzim in a sukkah. It's just like, you know, okay, fine. The avir is over here, and it's masik. It cuts the sukkah in half. However, the schach which is coming out from it is like sal yotzim in a sukkah, and that we say is would be kosher.
What's the tziur here? What's the tzadim and what's the chutz?
You have a so you, let's say you have a shit about props. Let's say you have a sukkah here, like you have a sukkah here like this. And so if you have a gap running down the middle all the way, so that's masik the sukkah. If this is less than Zion, you know, then both less than Zion, it's a problem. Let's say this is less than Zion, and this is more than Zion. So this is a sukkah kosher, right? So if it's across the whole thing, this side, it's nothing. However, if it's not along the whole sukkah, let's say there's two pieces over here, it's only in the middle. There's a gap, and these are the tzadim, and over here, then it's, you know, over here it's full. So then we say it's like psal yotzev in a sukkah. It's keel. Here's your sukkah, and here's the schach, extra schach sticking out, and that will be kosher.
The whole sukkah,
except under the place where there's a, except if there's a, you know, under the place where there's a makom chashuv of here. Our Chashulchan points out, he says, if you have a place of gimel, dal, or dalet, you have like a big hole, or you have a big piece of schach pasul, then that would, you're not allowed to eat underneath it, nor sleep underneath it. However, it won't pasul the sukkah. So, for example, For example, if you let's say you have decorations, I think it was discussed before. I don't know what about the noy sukkah. You know how you know the Mishavura says that you know it's up to it's din schach puzzle because it's a machlokes, depends how far it goes from the schach. Let's say you have decorations hanging down, larger decorations. You like the big the big Chinese lanterns and I don't know what, and it's dollar, you know, so you have to, even if it's dollar all dollar, you know, it won't pass the sukkah, but you have but you should be nizar not to not necessarily sit underneath that decoration. Gimel schach posel pachus me'arba v'avir etzel pachus v'shleisha. Let's say you have a schach posel and you have a gap less than arba, less than four, and you have a gap next to it of less than three. Aim and start from this soul. We can't say, well, there's two tvach. Let's say it's two tvachim of sach pasul, two tvachim of avir. We don't say it's mitzarif to pasul. Hilkach im avir shleisha v'makom echad. If you have gimel tvachim of a gap of gimel tvachim in one place, afil ma'ato b'tzach pasul kosher. So let's say you can go ahead and you can. Let's say you have a big hole of gimel by gimel, dalal al dalal of avir. You have a big hole, so you want to take it up. So that's gonna be a problem. Let's say you have a long, like kotze l'kotze, you have a big gap and you don't have any schach to cover it. So you want to take your tabletop and stick. You can stick it on top and it's gonna block. So that will be fine. You're allowed to do that because it's gonna be less than. Obviously the table is less, the strip of wood is less than dalid. Less than dalid, then it would be okay. Hani mili besukkah gdaila. Avabaktana she'en ba'el shiva al shiva, but where it's a sukkah ktana of shiva al shiva, in yesh ben shneim shoshu tvachim and starfi livsol, then the armored side, because we said before, the Zion al Zion, since you need the whole shear, therefore, if you have anything which is more than gimel tvachim, you don't say lavud, and you're chaser from the shear. But sukkah gdola, you still have the shear. And that's what I mentioned before last year, that the Ramesha says that since schach has two dinim, has a din of a mechitza and has a din of tzeil. So the thing is, you can go ahead, and if you have a hole, so you have a problem, more than gimel, you have a problem, it's not a mechitza. So you're allowed to go ahead, schach posel can make a kosher mechitza. Midinei mechitza, let's say you need, if it's less than three, whatever it is, schach posel will make you a proper mechitza. The problem is that you end up sitting under schach posel. If it's dalid, now let's say the schach posel if it's more than lavud, it's okay because the gap is full. However, the problem is that if you get to a makom chashuv of dalid, which is dal chachim, it's considered a makom chashuv. So already, but that over there, you're not sitting under the tzeil of the sukkah, even if it's a proper mechitza. Mitzacheni, but if you have avir, if you have air, which is gimel tvachim, so even if the chamas, it's salasa bubu mi chamasa, you would start off the whole sukkah. There's one spot which is avir. What's and you have a giant sukkah, and it's roiv. You have a gap going from side to side of gimel. It's going to cut the sukkah in half because there's no mechitza above. That's just a way to look at it. Dalid in yesh schach pasul shnei tfachim. Let's say you have schach pasul of two tfachim. Ve'oid schach pasul shnei tfachim, and you have more schach pasul. Ve'aver pachus mishlosha masik b'neihem. So you have two tfachim schach pasul, two tfachim schach pasul, and you have a gap of two tfachim of avir. Yesh li stapik im shnei apsulim mitzdarif and lifsol asuka. Therefore that one masupik, because there do we say lavud l'chumra in this case to say that the schach posel connects, you fill in the gap with schach posel, and therefore you have more than dal of chach pasul, so you really will come to pasul it. But it says that if, so the Mishnah Berurah points out how we don't say love of the chumrah, main of psulim arba. So the point over here is only when you have schach pasul, tzachakol azarba. So it could be that, you know, it could be that it started with lavud. However, if you don't, we don't say that we don't fill in the gap of lavud. Let's say you have two tfachim of air and two tfachim of schach pasul. We don't say, well, it's, or you, let's say you have a mashu of schach pasul on the other side. We don't say, well, that lavud makes it into kilo, it's dal tfachim, because we don't say lavud l'chumra. If there's a two and two, so then, you know, the question is the avir going to mitzarif? So that's a suffix. And if you're in a sukkah like that, then you should not make a bracha, because, you know, if nothing else, then you can eat there. But it's better to try to fix it. Tafresh lamigimel din goiva ha-sukkah. Now we talk about the height of a sukkah. Sukkah shigvol amala miyasim ama, a sukkah which is taller than esim ama psula. what's the psul? So the Gemara, that's a machlek, is what the psula is of esim ama. I think it's Rava one says that you're not sitting in the tzel sukkah because it's so tall. You're the sun's gonna you're sitting in the shade of the walls, not in the shade of the. Of the Esrim Amma, right? Of course, l'chor then the fizeh. If you have a very wide sukkah as well, so then even tamami Esrim Amma that will be okay. The shita is that it's not considered diras ara, it's considered diras keva, because it's not shaykh to have such a tall sukkah if you don't have very strong walls. So, because it's very tall, the sukkah will collapse. So, if you don't have strong walls, strong enough walls this is called diras keva, because the tzura that it's going to stand up is only by keva. So that's how we come out. However, if you have a regular sukkah and you want to use the walls of your house, you want to use metal walls, put in super strong walls and. Dig it down to bedrock and out of the foundation, everything like that, it's fine. Because you could make a sukkah which could make a sukkah 10 amos high, which can stand with just, you know, some flimsy boards and whatever. Problem is, that's more than Esri Mama, it's not going to be able to stand unless you go ahead and put up strong walls. So Bein Shehi Gedoila, Bein Shehi Ketana, whether it's a large sukkah or a small sukkah, whether it's more than Zion or less than Zion, or exactly Zion, Bein Shemechitzah Megiyos Eschach, whether the Mechitzah touches the Eschach, Bein Sheinah Megiyos of Esrim Ksheira. However, Esrim, if you measure exactly, you know, 20, it's kosher. Afilu Kol Eschach Alamala MeYesrim, even if the Eschach is above Esrim, even Sheein Mechalala Ela Esrim. So therefore the walls, the problem here is the walls have to be super strong, only if it's more than Esrim. But if it's exactly 20, so then the walls can be something Arai, and that's okay, even if the Tzchach is above that. High Beis. So if Beis, Haisa Gvoa Yosem Esrim, if it's taller than 20, V'hutzim, Pirish, Anafim, Ketanim, Ima'alin shalahem, you have, let's say you're using palm branches and a bunch of the leaves are sticking down into the underneath 20. Im tzilasam ruah mechamasan ksheira. If through these leaves, it's vimlav psula. Let's say you kiilu cut the top of the schach off, you're going to have enough of a mesh of the leaves that it's going to be tzilasam ruah. So then we say it's memayit the halal of the 20 amos, and then therefore you have less than 20 amos with schach, and it's kosher. V'imlav psula, but if not, then it is possible, because it's not considered anything. It's tuffel to the schach above, and this is not considered. It's not considered what any. And you don't have, even if it's mamayit, but you don't have schach under 20, so therefore you need to go the walls all the way up. You can't just say, well, good asik to the walls. Oh, that, it doesn't work. You need to have that schach under schach, which by 20. So Sif Gimel, Sukkah.
You're saying that the schach has to be in 20? But
no, so the walls have to be 20. So if you have schach, which is sticking down, so you say it's mamay at the height. So let's say this is 20, 25, and the schach sticking down 6 tefach, right? Whatever. So therefore, this part of the schach, it's 20. So that's okay, but then you need to sure you have tzelosa by 20. You need to have tzelosa meruba. If you only have exactly 20, then the walls are kosher. But here you want to mamay it, so there you have to draw a line over here, and you have to have by 20. You need to have proper schach. You chop the whole top of the sukkah off, and then you need to be sure you have proper schach.
The schach can still be above 20.
The schach can be above 20, but then it's not mamayit. The word sitting on the walls can be above 20, yes.
Right.
Yeah, it can be sitting on walls above 20, but the point of 20, you take a laser and chop the whole top off, then it has to be, there's enough, right. By 20,
if,
there is,
if
it's also meruba.
If the schach starts at 21, that's
awesome,
right?
Well, that's what we're saying, that if it hangs down, then it's okay. Because mamayit
is
chalal.
If it's hanging down, below, but I'm saying that
If it doesn't hang down, then it's, 21 is possible.
If
yeah.
If the walls are 20, or the walls are 19.
Oh, the walls are 19, it's fine.
No. But the schach is
so
above 20.
Even if the walls don't go all the way up.
No, but if the wall is 20, the part of the psul over here is the walls. If the wall is 20, it's okay, because then you can have RI walls. But if it's 21, you can't have RI walls. So even if, it's saying that even if you have 50 namas, and the schach is at 25 amos, the walls are shorter.
You have a 10 tefach wall, and you can put your schach 30.
That you can't do because they were saying good asik, and therefore it's ki'ihu the walls go all the way up to the schach. So the ki'ihu the walls are 35 amos high. You know, the good asik means that the walls go up that high. We look at it; there's actually walls here. That's the issue. However, if the schachs by 20, or the walls themselves go up to 22, and the schach hangs down, then it's mamay. Even if you have good asik up and the schach hangs down, that's also fine. And the whole point of that halacha is that the good asik means that there's walls there. You don't say, well, the walls 10 amos, so what's the problem? You say, because we look at it as kilu is mamish walls. So Gimel, sukkah shechalal yoyse me'asrim amah. The sukkah, which is the halal, is more than esrim. The talabat dvarim noim, and you hang down, the nice Chinese lanterns and the mazel, the chag sameach and everything. Vayedekein ismay chalala, or you put fancy tapestry, which is also technically mutter, underneath. Then it's b'may the halal lohavi. Lohavi miyut. That's not called miyut because it's not part of the schach, we say that it's tafel to the schach. It's no to make the sukkah pretty. So we're gonna see. Technically noise sukkah doesn't. That's not called schach pasul. It's called tafel. So therefore, even if you have big ones hanging down. It's not going to be the halal, even if you put, say, a tapestry there, because it's considered tuffle to the schach, and therefore it's meaningless. Let's say on the floor you put a bunch of mattresses, lo havimiyu, that doesn't memai, that feel a bit lam, even if you're going to keep the mattresses there. For the whole sukkah, of all sukkahs, it's different than the case of kari amita, because there the bed itself is considered the karka, because it also is there's a shelf there, and it's dala al dalid, and that's gonna be a permanent, that's part of the structure, and it's not a temporary thing. We'll see in a second, in the case of Tevet, of something which is no one's going to go ahead and put their mattresses there and keep them there forever, right? The point of Bittul is that it's there forever, not that it's just there for Sukkos. Dalit, Mi'ata b'tevin u'bitlo, let's say you put straw in and you're going to keep the pile of straw there. You're going, once you take the sukkah down, you're going to have a pile of straw there for however long. Definitely, if you go ahead and you fill you fill the bottom of the sukkah up with afar to make the halal less, and put in two amas of afar, and you're going to keep the afar there, the pile of dirt you're going to keep there afterwards, then it's fine. Vastam enomio, if you weren't mevatel it, you just put dirt in, it's not memaya. If you have offer achiv little buffet, you have to say I'm keeping this dirt pile here, until I don't think it means that 20 years later you go ahead and you need some dirt and you go take it out. I don't think it means that. The point is that okay, I have a dirt pile over here.
There's a new floor.
Right. Well, right. The new floor. Even when you take the walls away, you leave the dirt there. Even if you go ahead and you take 10 years later, you move the you dig the dirt up. That's okay, because it's what you do with a pile of dirt. The point is that you don't remove it. You don't remove it after. Okay, after 2 months, yeah, I remove it. It's a pile of dirt.
Why is this not possible?
Because that's only about the structure. You can raise the floor. If you stuck it in afterwards, it might be. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure if you have to pick the schach up because they'll suddenly you create. It could be you do. I don't know.
That's a sitkan
yubed. He says it. Ain't tachan yach schach mechadosh, right? He says it's like tafresh chafav, whatever. Earlier, Shmuel says, "You don't need to. It's not tassel also. Sif hey, how you say gvo mi esrim? Uvana ba itstaba. Let's say it's one of the esrim. You pour cement there and make a pedestal." Kenege Dofen Emtsai, Alpnei Kula, you put a pedestal by the Dofen Emtsai, Uvashir Sukkah and Zayin al Zayin, Kola Sukkah Afil Behitztaba, the Ksheir Kola Sukkah Afil Behitztaba Bahala, the whole Sukkah is Ksheir, because here you put a pedestal, you poured cement there, and let's say it's two amas high in Vamayat the Chalal, even though it doesn't extend all the way out to the whole sukkah, but you look at the rest of the sukkah kilo, it's a psal shiyotzim in a sukkah, like it's just extra, like we had before, it's extra schach, and that extra psal shiyotzim in a sukkah is kosher. So you have a sheer sukkah here, even though the rest of it is more than 20, but that's okay, because if you look at the kilo, the floor kilo extends, this is your whole sukkah from the down, and that would be okay.
It's like a good asik, but
there is an Indian of that it's not, I don't think we're saying that here. There is a discussion in the Gemara. I don't think we're saying that here. We're saying it's that schach is psal shiyotzim in the sukkah. That schach is kosher schach. And let's just finish with Vav im bana hitztaba min hatzad im yesh min hatztaba kosel sheni. Pachos mi arba amos. If there's less than arba amos, shera alu itstaba dafka vimlav sula. If you didn't do a kenegah the dofen emtsai, but you did it on the side of the sukkah. So then we say the opposite. You say dofen akuma. This is the opposite dofen akuma, where you look at the schach up here. You look at kiilu going diagonally down to the and touching the bottom of the diagonal down, it's touching the bottom of the or it's going down across like this, however you want to say it. The Rashi says it goes down like this, whatever. And it's kilo the wall's crooked and touches the bottom of the itstaba and goes all the way up, and you can go ahead and it's kilo that wall is cut at the bottom and you can use that wall and it's kosher. Zayin ibana yitzar be'emtza, if you stuck a pedestal in the middle, im yesh b'mena l'koysa l'chol tzapachos y'arba amos, if there's less than dal amos to every wall, k'sheira alo yitzdaba, because we say dofen akuma, aval in gvo yoysa me'asar, if it's higher than 10, im yesh b'mena l'koysa l'arba amos, psula, afila yitzdaba gvo y'asar, even if it's... we don't say, well, the kilo cuts the whole bottom off, we don't say good asik in this case. That's what the Mishabura from the Gemara. We don't say that the kilo is good asik and the walls of the we say kilo is walls going up to the tzchach. We don't say that because there is one sheet, I think it's a bai, who does say it works, but we don't pask in that way. We say we need mechitzas nikaros. We don't say good asik without mechitzas. If we say you need by a sukkah, you need mechitzas nikaros, that is an actual dofen over here. It's not, and even though if you say that there's a part of a dofen tatzvachim, then we say it goes up because you see it's a mechitza, but we don't say it by. Not magical, but the halacha mishmesina walls that go up from the itztava. Stop here.
I have many questions today.